With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Back in 2003, Santa Fe's city council passed a living wage law so workers could earn $8.50 an hour, much more than the state minimum wage of around $7 an hour. It lifted people out of poverty who before that were paying $700 to $900 for a small apartment, and they had to work two or three jobs just to get by. Fast forward 15 years when Santa Fe businesses have to pay at least $11.40 to their hourly workers. But Mayor Alan Weber says the city could do better.
The Santa Fe living wage is something that I think most people in our community are very proud of. And I know that other communities around the state have taken it up in Las Cruces and in Albuquerque and elsewhere. The idea that people should be able to work a job and get paid a wage that actually lets them live is important. Now, does it always work? No, I think our living wage doesn't actually amount to a living wage. We have a lot of single moms in Santa Fe and across New Mexico. It is a serious issue for the state because we continue to come in number 50 in overall child well-being in the United States.
Weber concedes that even with a minimum hourly wage of $11.40, people still have to work several jobs and or live outside or on the outskirts of town to make a living. The mayor predicts that the development of the Central City Corridor, that includes a 60-acre city-owned site, will help those single moms and others get ahead.
That is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to work on housing, jobs, the community engagement across the city.
But in a city where the average cost of a house is more than twice the national average and a studio apartment is almost $900, that future will take time and political will to realize. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.